Hi, this is Barry Lissett, Informs, the Institute for Operations Research in the Management Sciences. You're listening to Science of Better, a series of podcasts about ways that analytics and math modeling help people like you and organizations like your own. It seems like business and industry analysts and tech reporters can't stop talking about the subject of analytics these days. But if corporations are going to use analytics, they'll need professionals who are trained to crunch the numbers. Our guest today is the director of a program that does just that. In today's segment, we talk to Dr. Michael Rappa of North Carolina State University. His graduate school's master's program, the Institute for Advanced Analytics, is the subject of a column by Vijay Mehrotra in the current issue of Analytics Magazine. Professor Rappa, welcome to the Science of Better.
Thank you, Barry. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Analytics has been rising in visibility in recent years at the same time that B schools have been downplaying the more traditional management science programs. With these forces kind of clashing, how did NC State come to open its analytics degree program?
Well, we really began this process formally now over 5 years ago. So in some ways, the forces at play today weren't really existing back then. And really, even earlier, my own interest and background got focused on the analysis of very large amounts of data that revolved around the web in the late 90s, early 2000, 2001. And indeed, at that time, I was already very interested and keen on developing curriculum and even degree programs focused on the analytics of web data.
It's interesting. It seems like you foresaw a trend that really boomed in the last 5 years.
Well, I think those people who were focused on the web got a real sense very quickly of first the vast amount of data and how it comes at you in a very fast and furious way, and I think even more to the point that analyzing that data gives you great insight into your users or your customers as well as security threats on your operations and so forth.
That's an interesting aspect of it as well.
So it's kind of an imperative, and I don't think I was unusual in that sense. I think other people were starting to sense that as well. I just got very excited about what I thought were sort of the emerging skill set needs that we were facing, and then it wasn't really until 2006, where just a number of pieces began to fall into place. The university was looking for some forward-looking initiatives that it could focus on strategically that would build on the traditional strengths of NC State in areas like applied mathematics and statistics and computer science. That sort of coalesced, and I got the opportunity both to propose this notion of a Master of Science in Analytics in particular.
Were there many programs out there like that at the time?
To my knowledge, there weren't any graduate degree programs or master's programs focused specifically on something that got labeled as analytics. And in fact, we were really set on trying to define that. And we're given a lot of momentum because we were able to gain the bank backing and form a partnership with SAS Institute, which was very well situated in this area, emerging area of analytics. And I think that kind of underscores the point, too, that the idea of analytics and the analysis of very large amounts of data as it relates to a driver within the business world was something that was being pushed across business a little bit more faster than within the universities.
And certainly SAS is one company that's very high profile in this area.
Absolutely.
What's different about analytics that necessitated creating an entirely new degree program apart from, say, programs in management science, which are similar in business schools?
Sure. So, you know, and I think that we're always universities are always... Sort of trying to push the frontiers in different directions, and that lexicon of disciplines and sub-disciplines and research fronts gets mixed up quite a bit. What we saw really was analytics was simply just an opportunity for us to kind of sit down and really think, from scratch, what skill sets were really needed in this sort of emerging domain. So if you start with the premise that, okay, we're, entering a world where data is not only becoming very large and bulky or continuing to become larger and bulky, but also messy and complicated and strewn across multiple sources and streaming off of automated processes, that what was the skill set that was really going to be needed in the individual who could play a role in organizations to help them meet that challenge? And very quickly, we really got centered on, well, what if we step back and rather than do what universities normally do, which is to turn to the course catalog and sort of see what's in the inventory and put together a new and interesting mix of courses to try to address some new demand, we really sat down and started with a clean whiteboard.
So you were breaking new ground from the beginning.
Absolutely, and I think what we also did, we a discipline which is really not common, I think, within universities. We talk a lot about the student as a customer, trying to understand the student's needs, but what we did is sat down and really thought about employers as customers and really tried to focus on what challenges they were confronting, what was the skill set that was needed in those individuals in order to be effective, and then proceeded to really build a curriculum, literally lecture by lecture, class by class, around trying to create that individual that employers would most want to hire. And it was a very eye-opening experience. It was very enlightening to come to understand that a lot of things that we take for granted, I mean, in universities, we tend to be driven by the technical underpinnings, the disciplines themselves. We tend to believe and focus on creating the technical skill set. And what you find very quickly when you start engaging with employers as customers is that the technical skill set is really the minimally sufficient criteria for success within the organization.
That oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Really want a lot more than that. And so we really got focused on those other things and trying to build out a curriculum. And I think we were also trying to overcome some of the, when you look at the skill sets that's needed, you pretty much see that they cut across many different departments of the university, and that somehow or another you have to build a degree that is much more I almost don't like to use the word interdisciplinary anymore because it's overused, but takes different realms of knowledge and skill sets and integrates them together in a coherent way that makes sense in the students' minds.
And how did you overcome the usual university barriers to interdisciplinary education?
Well, this is a big challenge, yeah. I mean, I don't think NC State is unique in this regard, but I think collectively the leadership of the university and the faculty understood that interdisciplinary programs are very difficult to develop and manage successfully, that even when we do get them off the ground, they tend to wither sometimes with time, and that you really need to take a different approach. And so what we did, which was, I think, quite sort of radical for not just for NC State but for most universities, was we positioned the degree program outside of the colleges within the university. And we set up this institute, the Institute for Advanced Analytics.
So you're not part of the business school?
So we're not part of the engineering school, the business school, the physical, mathematical sciences, and so forth. We sort of said, if we're going to do this interdisciplinary thing right, it was worth experimenting with the idea that what we would do is create a kind of level playing field where faculty from any of the 70 or so departments, any of the 10 colleges that constitute the university, could participate in this Master of Science in Analytics curriculum in a way that wasn't sort of doing one or another department's bidding. That, in a sense, it was somewhere where all the faculty can come on a level playing field and work together on a mutual goal, if you will.
Along these lines, in his column, Dr. Mehrotra hints at the unique features of your program the way you interact with industry and the way you involve your students. And you've begun talking about it, but how did you set out to create a special atmosphere to the program?
Well, I think it starts with this notion of the Institute as an entity where the faculty from any part of the university could come and uniquely engage the students in this experience was a part of the underpinning. And then the other thing we did was we designed a single curriculum from beginning to end, concentrated it in a 10-month time frame, and essentially brought the students in as a cohort and brought them that cohort through the entire curriculum together.
And what are some of the topics that students study to earn a Master of Science in Analytics, an MSA as you call it?
Well, so the point is that there are many sort of technical sides to the curriculum, as you might imagine, and the students cover areas like time series and forecasting and data mining and text mining and logistic regression and other important areas of data modeling, data management, data cleaning. But then it also goes beyond that, too, and I think this is where the cohort aspect of the program comes into play, where we have the students essentially working in teams throughout the entire curriculum. Teams that both stay constant over long periods of time and teams that rotate in membership over time.
Rather than reassembling teams within classes as many graduate schools
exactly,
might do.
Exactly, right, exactly. So the team element is programmatic and not sort of class specific. And in fact, our classes don't really look like classes at other universities. We've sort of broken everything down into modules where the faculty really focus very specifically on their expertise and essentially teach to that part of the curriculum exactly the numbers that are number of lectures that are required. And so the whole experience of the students is something different, but it allows us to do something that's even more important, which is to bring all of these other things into the curriculum that are hard to do in the context of a class.
Let me take a moment just to remind our listeners that this is a Science of Better with Barry List of Informs, and that our guest today is Dr. Michael Rappa, who's discussing the Master of Science in Analytics program at North Carolina State. We discussed this a bit already, but how does your conception of analytics fit within the existing academic landscape in relation to fields like operations research, management science, mathematics?
Well, I think I'm reminded of a survey that Informs had just completed in this regard, where they had surveyed the members and asked a set of questions to gauge whether individual members saw analytics in relationship to OR. And what was interesting about the results of that survey was that the members were evenly divided in their views from one of three categories, I think, either of three categories. The first was analytics as a part of OR, the other was OR as a part of analytics, and the third was OR and analytics kind of overlap each other a bit. And I think that kind of underscores the ambivalence within the larger community about what analytics is in relationship to OR. In terms of my personal feeling about this, I think that it's worthwhile to, sort of step back and understand that, when you look at the university landscape, we offer certain degrees which are more or less tightly aligned around disciplines. So that they might be OR, they might be mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, computer science, biology, and the like. And then we also offer particularly graduate degrees that align around a kind of professional competence. And I think the most noteworthy of these, the largest of these, in fact, the largest graduate program of any graduate program in the country, is the Master of Business Administration, the so-called MBA. And what we've done here is really think about this Master of Science in Analytics much more analogous to a professional degree. And really part of that movement of professional science master's degrees that your listeners might have heard of now, the so-called PSM programs, that what we're really trying to say is that we see analytics as a kind of bundle of skills that go from areas like statistics, applied mathematics, through areas of IT and computer science and into even the realms of business in areas like finance and marketing and the like.
Are you also teaching soft skills, how to get along in the business world?
Absolutely. So we've sort of bundled all those together, and much like you might see in the so-called professional degrees like an MBA, or particularly because our cohort format allows it, we do a lot of team building skills, communication skills, leadership skills. Students go through an intensive amount of peer evaluation in that process to really help them improve their skill sets in terms of working together, communicating what is otherwise very complex knowledge, and to be able to do that to people who frequently in executive ranks don't really have the technical background to understand it in the same way that you might if you're trained in this field.
And what is the background of your students? What kind of people are applying to your program and getting accepted?
One of the nice developments of the program is because of the cohort structure and because of the teamwork element, it means that we can admit a kind of variety of students that a little bit wider variety of students than you might do in a specific disciplinary program. And so if you look at our students over the last 5 years, typically between 40 and 50% will have mathematics and statistics backgrounds. About 20% will have engineering, kind of engineering field, typically industrial engineering, chemical engineering will sometimes come up, electrical and computer engineering. We also have about 15% will be some area of things like economics, finance, and quantitative areas within business. A somewhat smaller percentage, maybe around 12% typically will be physical and biological sciences. And then,
which is unusual since this is such a heavily mathematical area.
Well, it is, but, you know, we have a kind of, there's a certain set of prerequisites that we require of our students in terms of their math and statistics background. And I guess another facet in this regard, which has been an interesting thing to see it emerge, is that about 40% of our students have graduate degrees already in other subjects. And so, for example, we might have someone with a PhD in botany or a master's degree in biological sciences.
Okay.
And yet they may have a fairly significant background in statistics, as most PhD-level work in areas of physical and biological sciences.
If you're defending your dissertation, you need to know statistics.
Yes, absolutely. And so we've really been, it's been interesting, let's just say that, to see the very large number of people with advanced degrees already. The other nice aspect of the program is that we've had a very wide range of students in terms of the demographics and in just in terms of age, from their early 20s all the way to their mid-50s.
Huh.
And this really gives a very realistic flavor to all of the teamwork that goes on throughout the curriculum, that the teams really do look very much like you would find in industry. And I think that really underscores everything that we're trying to do. We're trying to create an education that is helping cultivate and mold the students into individuals who can function well in what the industry environment looks like today, which is a lot of teamwork.
Right. And speaking of the industry environment, with the economy being what it is, people are concerned about finding jobs after doing graduate work. Your website says that the 39 students who are looking for jobs right now racked up an amazing 532 job interviews, which is incredible. What's going on out there?
Well, this is, two things. One, this is an analytic skill set is in very short supply, and employers, I think demand among employers is only going to increase into the future. And the other thing is that, again, you know, our focus on sort of the wider professional aspects of creating an individual who can land on the job and from day one really be productive, because they not only have the technical skills, but they also have those broader skills that are needed to function well in the kind of environment that industry has. And really, the remarkable story of the program has been since its inception in 2007, we've placed over 90% of the graduates in jobs by commencement each year.
I was going to ask you what, looking back over the 5 years of the program, what the outcomes have been, and this is certainly an impressive statistic.
Well, it is very much. When you think about, you know, the last 5 years have been a really difficult economic situation throughout the country and around the world. And so I think in many ways what we've found is that employers are focusing on this skill set, you know, almost even perhaps because of the difficult recessionary situation where they have to make much more careful scrutiny of the decisions that they do and to really go in and analyze the number and analyze the data in ways that they feel confident that the limited resources they have are being deployed to the best use.
Do you have a sense of how the outcomes of your program compare with other quant-oriented degrees?
Well, so we're very interested in, as a new program, we've been very interested in understanding and trying to get a handle on our student outcomes. And because we were the first analytics program out there and really only in the last year have some other schools begun to announce things, we've really had to search out some benchmarks for what we're doing, looking at sort of intensive one-year quant-oriented programs in areas like operations research, in financial and finance, in information systems technologies, that kind of thing. And we've been very gratified, I think, in the sense that our students, both in terms of their placement rates and their salaries, have really been on par, if not have exceeded, some of the best programs in those areas around the country that we've been able to measure ourselves against. And so it's really been a very good turn of events for the students. Obviously, you could imagine the students getting 14, 15 job interviews in this kind of economy have been thrilled to see the response to the investment that they've made in their education.
I would imagine. This is Barry List of Informs, and we're talking today about analytics with Michael Rappa of North Carolina State. You mentioned the student reaction. What do employers say about the MSA program, and what kind of employers are you working with? Are they local, national, big, small?
Sure. So the employers, so just in this past recruiting cycle that ended in May 2011, we had about 90 different companies interviewing our students, of which 30 came to the Institute to interview on site with the students. And what you see is really a broad spectrum of organizations, from new ventures all the way to some of the world's largest corporations who are looking for this skill set. And what's interesting also is that analytics cuts across virtually every sector of the economy. So we've literally seen, you know, things like banking and finance, as you might expect, but also areas like transportation, utilities, retail, manufacturing, really almost every sector of the economy, and now even increasingly the government sector as well. And so the opportunities are really quite broad for the students. The employers, I think, when they come, and I think we, when we talk with them about both their hiring interests, but also employers who have hired our students, we've surveyed them as well as the alumni. What we find is that employers really value the fact that these students are ready to start work from day one. You know, and the typical situation, you know, the hiring managers will tell you that a new hire might take 12 months or 18 months or 24 months to come up to speed, that they might have to send that person to get further training, that they may still have to work through some of the mechanics of learning about how teams function and so forth. that our students are able to really reduce that down to almost nil.
And you know? You've obviously, from what you said earlier, have anticipated that and have worked very hard to make that possible.
So absolutely. I think that's where it comes full circle, that, you know, we try to understand the customer, the employer asks the customer, and then create someone they really wanted to hire. And lo and behold, they really want to hire these students, which is quite, you know, I guess if you're in industry, you're probably thinking, you know, wow, that's what we do every day. You know, we understand that discipline quite well. But I don't think universities have really sort of come to really understand.
You feel that universities are concentrating more on the student and not enough on who the student
Well, I think they have, you know, and I think, you know, to some extent, that's been a long process of thinking about our students and what their needs are.
Which is important, but...
Which is very important, and we ask that question, too, you know, and what we find is that the best students want a demanding educational experience. They want the shortest time to completion, typically. Of course, they want low tuition. And most importantly, at the graduate level, they want a job when they graduate. And I think by focusing on the employer as a customer, you kind of solve that set of problems, you know, that set of challenges facing the student very nicely.
Speaking of problems, you have a practicum program that allows employers to come to you. What kind of problems are they asking for help with from your students in your special practicum program?
Sure. So we a core part of our curriculum is the students, in lieu of a traditional Master of Science thesis, they do a practicum project where they work in a team of four or five individuals over a 7-month section of the curriculum, in which we have companies that essentially offer up data that they have and a kind of challenging problem for the students to work on, and the students go through a very structured process of understanding the problem, cleaning the data, performing the analysis, preparing the results and reports and presentation to that sponsor. We've done, I guess, close to 30 of these projects, somewhere in that range. We're adding 8 more as I speak this year,
and they cover every
problem you can imagine, you know, from areas like utilities, transportation, retail, online, traditional banking problems like credit scoring and so forth. They really come in every flavor. The underlying commonality to them is they all involve very large amounts of data that are messy and complicated to deal with and offer a challenge and an important set of questions that the company is really trying to understand. And we've dealt with practicum projects from the largest companies you might imagine all the way down to startup situations and even some nonprofit.
What was the most interesting one?
The most interesting ones really deal with the complexity of data involved, the ones that are trying to pull data across multiple sources. We get projects that sort of run the gamut. I mean, some of the sponsors will hand the team a project that they're very familiar with, that they've done themselves internally, and they'll want to sort of, you know, put the student team to the test and be able to benchmark how well that team does relative to what they're doing internally. And many of these employers want to hire the students after they graduate. And so
this is a way of testing the students.
Way of testing the students' real intellectual abilities to tackle a problem in a creative way.
And once in a while, I would assume employers actually learn something from the students, even if they've done the work themselves.
Absolutely. And then we also have employers who come who are really at square one with analytics. You know, they have all of this data, but they don't have the intellectual capital internally yet to really do anything with it. And so they're looking to the students to really help them get going and, you know, get that first step down the road. And for those organizations, they learn an awful lot of what they can do in terms of the value of their data, the kinds of tools that they need, and also the skill sets. And we've had situations where some of the where practicum sponsors have tried to hire an entire team of students after
Wow.
we're done. So it really sort of, you know, crosses every which direction. And you know, it's nice to think, you know, being in the university, having done research for 2.5 decades, you know, research is very exciting. You know, there's lots of interesting things. You're always pushing the forefront. In industry, these problems are, you know, very demanding, very, you know, challenging in their own way. But they're, you know, they're just the nuts and bolts of business. You know, how can I send out, you know, how can I reach my customer base of 1 million customers and do it at 10% less expensive and have a, you know, a 15% higher response? You know, these are just the nuts and bolts of business. So I don't think any of the projects would, you know, enter the, you know, the front page of a magazine or something for sheer thrill in the same way that a research project might have some whiz-bang to it.
We only have time for one or two more questions. Where is analytics heading in the future at NC State?
Well, we've been very gratified by the success of our program, and we are now right in the process of, in fact, doubling the size of the institute so that we could grow our enrollment capacity from 40 students a year to 80 students a year. So clearly NC State is very much convinced that analytics is an important area and something that now is a real strategic asset to the university to push forward. And I think as well, we're also finding that our focus on analytics is now bringing attention to our faculty in terms of research possibilities. I've just begun a fairly large research endeavor with a colleague in the Department of Computer Science on analytics as it relates to software security. And other faculty as well, I think, are finding some benefit within their various areas of research of coalescing their focus on some of these similar types of problems. So analytics at NC State is a great program, and it's moving forward. And in 12 to 24 months, we'll be graduating 80 students a year in this master's program.
Final question, and I've left the broadest question for last. What about analytics at other universities? What are the trends, and do you have any suggestions for colleagues elsewhere?
Sure. Well, we are, you know, colleagues, especially through the informs community, I think, have become increasingly excited about analytics. I think as you look across the university landscape in the U.S., you see a few different things happening on, you know, sort of one end, we're starting to see departments that have traditionally focused in areas like management science are sort of re-engineering themselves a little around analytics and starting to think about how what they've done traditionally can be repackaged and hopefully built up and moved forward around the analytics domain. And I think that's pretty much, you know, what you might expect at many places and how universities will typically respond to things. I think on the more exciting spectrum, end of the spectrum, is really where the universities are, who've come to NC State and have looked closely at what we're doing, have started to realize the value of really starting at first principles and trying to see that what we're doing is not just about the technical skill set around what you might define analytics, but something more broadly. And I think you'll see in a few different places around the country emerging over the next 12 months or so programs that are analogous to the Master of Science in Analytics here. And hopefully we'll see a half dozen or more in 2 or 3 years at some of the larger and better universities throughout the country. I think it's exciting to see what's happening. And my suggestion to colleagues would simply be bold and you know, use analytics as an opportunity to really move forward in thinking about how to address that domain.
That's all the time we have today. We've been talking with Dr. Michael Rappa of the Institute for Advanced Analytics at North Carolina State University. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Barry. Thank you for the opportunity. And if anyone would want to learn more about what we're doing, they can find us very easily on the web at analytics.ncsu.edu.
And thank you for listening to the Science of Better podcast by Informs, the Institute for Operations Research in the Management Sciences. For more about operations research and the series of podcasts, visit us on the web at www.informs.org. Good day, and remember, keep on crunching those numbers.